Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
But these religious people, with their religious doctrine, they walk past the woman of God and roll their eyes.
Wow.
You see why Jesus hates religion. But some of y'all been taught religion so much in your life that you walk in it, you live it, you breathe it, but religion can't change a soul. Only the kingdom of God can. I beseech you, brother, to get out of your religious ways and embrace the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Amen.
She was a Caucasian lady that helped Juanita buy the mouth. They had piercings and tattoos. We always talking about somebody that got piercings and tattoos. Can't even get delivered from trying to wear a skin tight skirt to church. But you talking about people tattoos. Religious. Half of the religious people don't even read their Bible one time a week. Half of the religious people don't even got a relationship with God.
Amen.
Kingdom principles, y'all. Why you think it's a church? I mean, not just in my city, where I come from, Chicago, everywhere. There's a church on every corner because it's not being effective. I'm not raising up churches. Me and my wife's not raising up churches because we wanted to be another church on the corner. We raising up churches because we want them to be kingdom centers that can actually affect people in their life, have transformation in their life. So many times I give people, Apostle, I wish you had a church in my area. I wish you had a church in my area. Well, this is why we're raising up churches and appointing leaders. We don't want a religious church.
Amen.
We want a kingdom church.
Amen.
Ecclesia, the called out one. Glory to God. Kingdom principles, financial prosperity. Embrace it, don't reject it, and your life will never be the same. Father, I thank you for this word, Lord, that you delivered to your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for prospering your people, Lord God. I thank you for the bank accounts being increased. But I thank you more than the bank accounts being increased. I thank you, Lord, for a total shift in their lifestyle. Lord God, I thank you for those who have open hearts and open ears to receive this, received it. And Lord God, you continue to present your kingdom principles to the people in the mighty miraculous name of Jesus. May it not just give them a miracle, but may it give them a shift, a total lifestyle change, breakthroughs like never before. Father, as we call upon you, you do it, even not right now, in the mighty miraculous name of Jesus.
And I'm
amen,
in agreement,
amen.
Lord.
I love y'all. I turn it into the hands of my wife, Apostle Wade Prayer. Say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
God. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that, Apostle Andrew. I know you all were filled and you all are full of religion. He has blown religion off of you. I know he has. So I know that this is going to be, Apostle, you said a part two?
It'll be a part two.
He and I both are going to teach it. So praise God for that. So we are excited for what you've learned on today. Apply it. The Bible talks about not just being hearers of the word,
but doers. Yeah.
Amen.
You have to implement. You have to apply. You have to execute what you learn, the strategies. That's why they call us the generals. Not because we love the name. God gave us that because what are generals in a war, in an army? They are strategists. They are the ones that come and they lay it out before them on a big table and they look at the landscape. They look at the neighboring provinces and they say, what are our weak spots? What are our strengths? How can we be infiltrated? How can we get the victory? And they play out every scenario dozens and dozens of times. And real generals win wars. Real generals can collect. Real generals can collect the spoils. So this is why we are victorious. You know what? Wisdom. Read your Bible. The Bible says in Proverbs that when you possess wisdom, you'll live longer. It adds years to your life. When you possess wisdom, it adds to your bank account. You won't just be going out wasting money willy-nilly, making bad decisions that cost you to get in debt. You'll have more money. Being in a strategist, being in wisdom will prolong your years. It will allow you to have peace and joy. What does the Bible say about joy? That means you'll have more strength, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You'll have more peace. I'm telling you, people of God, there is something to this thing called wisdom. There is something to this thing called strategy.
Yes.
So when people come to me and they say, Apostle April, I need prayer. Please pray for my family. Please pray for me. Please. And then I say, what do you need prayer for exactly? Well, I need prayer because I'm going around in a circle and I'm tired of living this way and I need to know how to be prosperous. I said, you don't need prayer. You need strategy.
Amen.
So then I test their heart. I said, you came to me. There's something that I have, a solution for your problem, but how much do you value it? I make them sign up for prophetic coaching call.
Yeah.
See, that allows the wheat and the tare to divide itself. Because there are people who are just wanting to come in your presence, and there are people that just want to drain you.
Yep, amen.
Use you. And
come on, Apostle.
You. And then the ones that aren't serious, they're going to be the ones that say, oh, you know, I'll sign up, but they never sign up. There will be a life changing. Demons coughing up on the phone, people crying, people who used to be mistresses, tearing up people's homes, are not any longer pursuing married men. There are people who are substance abuse, but they're saved and delivered from it. Life changing phone call, but you came to me. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I'm getting somewhere.
Yes, yes.
You got to learn how to be able to guard your time, guard your wisdom, know what you have inside of you. I work hard for this wisdom. I fasted. Nobody was around me when I was fasting for days. Nobody was around me when I was giving $1,000 seeds at multiple times, $1,000 this one, $1,000 this one, for my wisdom, not for anything else. See, some of us, we think we slick. We give a $25 seed, and we give 30 things on the assignment of that seed. It don't work like that.
Amen.
You don't plant a seed in the ground, and it's an apple seed, but then you speak over that seed and said, I also want you to be a grapefruit. I want you to be a watermelon. I want you also to be a vine for grapes as well. One seed for one assignment. I gave $1,000 multiple times for my wisdom. I saw other people who were champions for my wisdom. My library has over 1,000 books in them because of wisdom. I worked hard for what I got.
Yep.
Nobody was around when I started praying around 10 p.m., and I didn't end my prayer time until 6 a.m. Where were you? So you're not going to come in my presence and dishonor me when I know I possess, but you got to take it serious, and you're going to honor me for my time. It'll bless you because you're planting it in fertile ground.
Amen.
We know what we're talking about. We know what we stand for, and we'll tell anybody who's up and coming in ministry to do the same, because ministry is nothing but depletion. It is meant to drain whoever is carrying that call. Because that's what you are. You are a dispenser. You are a conductor. You are a conduit of God's glory flowing through you. But it is using your essence, your virtue of energy as you travel, as you commute, as you drive, as you stand before the people, as you stretch out your hand and lay hands, as you wave your hand and they fall on the floor, as you teach and as you preach. This is energy. And then you have to get the backlash. After you've done what you've done, given a black eye to the kingdom of darkness, then he comes and wages war against you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to deal with the attacks in your marriages, the attacks that try and come in your finances, the attacks that try and come at your night when you're going to sleep, the attacks that try and raise up in your children, the attacks of your family, the attacks in your church, because he hates whatever you're doing. So you can't tell me that this is not life-changing. We're teaching you how to guard yourself. We're teaching you how to be comfortable while you're doing the will of God. Because after you do all of that and absorb the backlash of attacks, then you pour on top of it. Can't pay a bill. Can't feed your family. That's why a lot of people who start off in ministry, they put their hand to the plow and look back.
Yep.
And they're not fit for the kingdom because they get depressed. They get overwhelmed. They get saddened. They're getting too buried and burdened because of the weight. But yet you don't want to teach on prosperity. You don't want to teach your people how to be, how to not give tithe like it's an expense, like you pay your light bill, your utilities, but give your tithe because that's a stream of income. When you begin to change your perception and say, you know what, paying my tithes is not like I pay my rent. It is my stream of income. If I sow out, I get more back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you begin to look at paying your tithes as a stream of income into your house, oh, boy, you have definitely reached the pinnacle of revelation. And that's exactly what it is. We have several streams of income just by paying our way of our tithes and honoring 5% of our income to three different people. Each person gets 5% of our income every month. Each person, and that's on top of our 10%. And that's not including any other seed we may sow into somebody, blessing them with furniture, blessing them to pay their phone bill, blessing them to do this and that, and giving to the homeless, giving them whatever they need, buying them food on the street, giving them cash out of our pocket. I'm telling you, this thing is real.
Hallelujah.
So anybody that wants to talk about us and how we get whatever we get in, they need to look at also what we give out. Because our way of giving out, that's one of the biggest reasons why we're for profit, because it doesn't put a limit on what I give out. When you're non-profit, you have to explain to the IRS why you gave a homeless man $100 or why you helped somebody with a half a grand to be able to furnish their home. They're going to be like, this isn't a non-profit. You know, you're only supposed to give to a other non-profit 501(c)(3) status. Then they're going to think that you're mismanaging money, and they'll revoke your 501(c)(3) status because you're not managing the money according to the way they want you to. So I said, oh, no. You're not going to mess with my stream of income. I got to be able to give out at the whim's notice.
Amen.
I want to be able to help that person. I don't want to have to go through a protocol and writing up a form. You know, I was talking to my CPA, and they said, well, you know, if you give to a lady, because one of our spiritual parents that we give to, the 5% of our income, she's a widow. They said, well, if you go nonprofit, you can't just bless that one widow. You would have to create a fund, and anybody, whether they're a part of your ministry or not, who's a widow, has to sign up, and you're obligated to give 5% to them as well. I said, oh, no. I'm serious. Every widow, I am not called to be their savior.
Amen.
That's
so strategically.
Amen.
Some widows are witches. Some widows are crazy. Mm. Some widows don't deserve for me to bless them.
Amen.
And they, sure enough,
Amen.
They'll come and they'll take your money and won't support your cause.
You're right.
So I said, no, thank you. I want to give to who God has placed in my life, fertile ground. Every widow ain't fertile ground.
You're right.
God bless you for blessing them, but they're not supernatural ground. I found my supernatural ground. They're my breakthrough. Remember, we talked about this on Facebook Live. You can create the fertile ground for other people, but for your own breakthrough, you're not fertile for your own breakthrough. You got to sow up to a higher grace.
We're up and up.
God gave us people who are of higher grace that we sow into. This is all real because you deal with money every day. How we're able to be on the phone is dealing with money. You got to pay your phone bill. You got to pay the bill of the data, whatever it is that you use. You got to be able to pay that phone bill every month. You need money for that. When you hang up and do the things that you do, get in that car. You need gas. You need to pay insurance. You need car note money. Everything is centered about money because we need it. That's the currency that we live by. So you need to know how to get it according to God's standard so that you can keep it.
Yes.
How to keep it flowing back in as a stream of income. So praise God. We're going to teach a part two, and we're excited about that.
All right.
We love you. So we got a lot going on. Pray for your leaders.
Amen there.
And I don't really know Jesus well. The same prayer you pray over us is the same prayer we're going to pray over you. You want to Jesus whelp us, we're going to Jesus whelp you.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
You don't want that, do you? See, you want me over here crying and pounding on the pavement. Lord Jesus, do it for us, Lord. I break every yoke right now. You want me to be doing that for 3 hours over you, but in return, all I got was, oh, yeah, God, bless them. Bless the, what's their name? Oh, the generals. And cover them with your blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you going to give me that. So pray for real. Spend some time with the leaders. Because if you don't, think about it. If you don't pray, that means that's more warfare we absorb.
That's true.
Your prayers avail much to help summon even more of your warfare angels to fight on our behalf. Now, God's not going to allow us to be consumed, and we are built for it. And we can definitely cover ourselves, but your prayers avail much.
Amen.
So why don't you help? Why don't you avail? Because the less time, the more time we have free to absorb more revelation is for your benefit. But the less praying, the less praying that you do, that means more time is devoted towards warfare. So that's taken away from our studying. That's taken away from other things that we need to do. So you'll help us be able to flow, be able to go ahead and be in God's presence the way that we need. Travel when you pray, when you support, when you tithe, when you give. All of this contributes to us being able to do more effectively what God has called us to do. But you know how we are anyway. If we don't see the support, you think we're still going to keep going? Oh, we'll cut some things down because we're not stupid. We're not stupid pastors. We're not going to keep going half dead when you all aren't praying and aren't giving. We'll cut some things off so fast because one thing you're not going to do is make me die early. I'll kill myself because of my poor living habits and my eating habits. I'm going to be the reason why I die. I'm not going to let other people drain me and treat me like I'm stupid. So as you continue the momentum, keep inviting people, letting people know about the ministry, having them connect to the ministry, as more people give to the ministry, that allows us to grow. The moment you all start getting lazy and start doing these things that are coming against us instead of helping us is the one time you're going to see the generals move in and we're going to be able to fire a couple of people and we're going to shut some stuff down. Because the name of the game is live long and be effective.
Amen.
Over here. You all were probably brought up in religion where the pastor's supposed to be broken back and down and sickly and not have to beg for crackers. Please. Not this one. God gave me wisdom. I'm messed up now because I got wisdom.
Amen.
You got no stupid pastor over here.
Amen.
Ain't no stupid pastors over here, and we're not raising stupid pastors.
Amen there.
Because that's a trick of the enemy, a part of his destruction plan, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's part of his destruction, is to infiltrate you and get you encompassed around people who are there to suck you like leeches. And because you don't have the wisdom, you're going to let them suck you dry. And God is like shaking his head. I have so much more for you, but you have dead after a whole year of ministering. I can't even send you over to India. You're too tired. You're too sickly. And now you got to stay right there and build yourself up. So we're trying to get you to a point before you get to that point of exhaustion and wanting to be depressed and almost wanting to kill yourself because you're dealing with other people and other knuckleheads. We're going to teach you how to keep everything in perspective because God called you. He's dependent on your health and your vessel. And if you don't learn how to do what is needed to keep your vessel and your health right, to keep an open heaven over you, to make it easy to flow in the glory, you're not going to be dependable for God. And he can't use you the way he wants. And then guess what? He's not going to blame everybody else that was coming up to you to suck you dry. He's going to look at you and say it's your fault.
That's right.
Yep.
You allowed it. You didn't listen to the wisdom. You didn't understand how to eat right when Apostle Andrew and April talk about being able to eat right. You didn't listen about tithing. You didn't listen about sowing the seed. You didn't listen about being regular in your bowel movement. Yes, that's toxic waste inside of you. You're going to feel irritable. You're going to be short-tempered because you're aggravated and irritated because you have not had a bowel movement in 2 days.
Come on, woman of God.
You want to say the Lord's not talking to you. He said, I've been talking to you, but your ear gate is clogged because you're irritable. then you wonder when you do speak on behalf of quote-unquote God why you fuss at everybody. That's because you're irritated. So this is what is needed. Ooh, this is amazing.
Amen.
I can see this being packed out. Thousands and thousands of people, because I guarantee when people train up prophets and evangelists, they don't talk about being regular. They don't talk about their diet. They don't talk about how they live at home. They just want to give you what the scriptures say. But you got to be earthly minded as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It all works together. That's why he combined it in one scripture, 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, meaning I wish you got some money. I wish you have precious metals, some gold and some silver, and be in health. I hope that you're regular. I hope that you don't have aches and pain. I want you to be at optimal health, even as that soul prosper. Of course, I want you to be spiritually minded and have salvation. He put it all in one scripture. That is the most kingdom scripture in the whole Word of God, and my favorite. Because it knocks everything anybody can say, how God don't want you to have money. Oh, yeah? 3 John 1:2. Read it. Boom. The very first one is prosperity.
Amen.
Ooh, I'm breaking some religion now. But praise God, I'm finished. I love it. We love you. Pray for us. And we'll be speaking life over you.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.